Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, September 21st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Welcome Friday. LA County Public Health will change its pandemic face mask guidelines. You will not be strongly recommended to wear a face mask indoors anymore. Instead, it will be your individual preference whether you want to cover up. Still have to wear a face mask at doctors' offices, hospitals, and medical clinics, but you knew that already. Public Health says today that LA County's seven-day test positivity rate, the percentage of COVID-19 tests that come back positive, is at 4.6%. It's been that low or lower all week long. But, of course, the key is what happens just after the holidays. 2 years running, infections have zoomed skyward in December and January. Let's circle back to a story we told you about last night, and it has a lot of significance today for reasons that I will explain in a minute. State Attorney General Rob Bontemps sent a letter yesterday to LA County Sheriff's Department that says he is taking control of the sheriff's public corruption investigation of County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl and others. Details now from KPECC's Frank Stoltz.
Bontemps says it's in the public interest for his office to assume control of the investigation. The Sheriff's Department is investigating allegations Supervisor Kuehl helped get a friend and campaign donor a lucrative contract with Metro. Kuehl sits on Metro's board. She denies any wrongdoing and says the investigation is payback by Sheriff Alex Villanueva for her sharp criticism of him. Kuehl's friend, who is also under investigation, sits on the Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission and is also highly critical of Villanueva. All along, critics have said an agency other than the Sheriff's Department should be conducting the investigation. Meantime, a judge has ordered the Sheriff's Department to stop searching cell phones and computers seized from Kuehl's home last week. Covering civics and democracy, I'm Frank Stoltz.
So why does the state attorney general's move yesterday to take control of the sheriff's public corruption investigation have a lot of significance today? Well, it's because tonight at 6 on KPECC, you will hear Sheriff Alex Villanueva in a debate with former Long Beach police chief and candidate for sheriff Robert Luna. You can bet the sheriff will be asked about the corruption investigation. That's 6 o'clock this evening on 89.3 KPECC. And the L.A. Mayor's debate featuring candidates Karen Bass and Rick Caruso will follow at 7 here on KPECC. All right, now to a different kind of corruption, the digital kind that happens when hackers take control of your computers in a ransomware attack. It's what happened to the computer systems at the LA Unified School District over Labor Day weekend. KPECC education reporter Kyle Stokes says now, 2 weeks later, the hackers are demanding a ransom.
Sometimes the ransom demand is accompanied by a threat that if you don't pay the ransom, we will release a bunch of sensitive data on students and teachers. But in LAUSD's case, it's not clear whether this ransom demand comes with this threat to release sensitive information.
KPECC's Kyle Stokes, he says the ransom demand is the first contact that LA Unified has had with the hackers. You remember that a week ago we told you about a 15-year-old girl at Bernstein High in Hollywood who died after she overdosed on pills laced with fentanyl. She was found in a school bathroom. Now the LAPD says it's had 7 reports of fentanyl overdoses. The last one happened Saturday morning when a 15-year-old boy from Hollywood's STEM Academy OD'd at home. He's in the hospital, expected to recover. Last Thursday, the LAPD arrested a 15-year-old boy from the Apex Academy Charter School in Hollywood. He's accused of selling the drugs that led to the girl's death. For the first time in 5 years, Los Angeles has opened the waiting list for Section 8 housing in the city. We get the story from KPECC housing reporter David Wagner.
Section 8 vouchers represent the country's biggest rental assistance program. They help low-income tenants spend no more than 30% of their income on rent. But demand far exceeds the number of vouchers cities like LA have to give. Next month, for the first time since 2017, LA's Housing Authority will begin taking new Section 8 applications, not for the vouchers themselves, just to get on the wait list. The city has 30,000 spots available. Officials expect 12 times as many applications. Chancellor Al-Mansour directs the LA-based Housing Rights Center.
Those numbers speak volumes. There's not enough affordable, safe, decent housing for individuals, for families, for people on fixed incomes.
After the application window closes, the city will hold a lottery to randomly place applicants on the wait list. Those lucky few could end up waiting 5 years or more before they actually get a voucher. Covering housing, I'm David Wagner.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.